all of your wonderful outgoing and inward changes. Let's just focus on being with that. And thinking is not necessary, just being. Being with the bubbling, being with the profoundness, taking a breath into your gratitude. And really giving thanks to the life that you have that brought you to the chair these teaching wheel days. And whatever that was that took to get you here, or that continues your journey, know that it is special. You are special. And as you deepen your breathing and soften your body, you begin to perhaps allow for more of that specialness of who you are to emerge. Individually and as a collective, there is no one like you. Now take another breath. And just say yes inside to that. And honor your being here. Honor your growth and your wisdom. Honor the light that shines in your heart. Dear Shining Ones, our children of light, we are with you, and we are so pleased. We have a little story to tell you about the studies that you have done these past days. And that story is, there is no teaching wheel in the Pleiades. There is no need. There is only the concept of energy and energy transfer and living in and out of an energetic being. But our promise, our agreement with you in creating a world someday, your world of higher consciousness, was to bring with us the tools that could help you understand what that world could be, what you could be, who you could be as a being of that consciousness. And we taught it to each one of you. You sat at our feet. You felt what it was like to feel the love of the cosmos pouring through us into your minds, your very fresh, new Akash, as we imprinted in you the concepts that you have learned these days. Each time you think back to what you have learned here, your wisdom and knowledge of it will grow. This is no mistake. This is also part of our agreement, part of our plan. So that you are the wisdom bearers of these teachings, each one, and each one containing deeper and more profound layers. That is how we planned it. Don't you always start very simply with a young child? You teach them the very basic things. Perhaps just how to say mother or mom or dad or cat. So we begin with these basics that we gave the Magnetic Master not so long ago. And that come through in a way that can be recognized, in a way that honors the core teachings that we have given so many lifetimes ago. When you sat at our feet then, when your descendants sat at our feet, and then when you took this knowledge deep inside you, this encoded knowledge in agreement to return now, and make these rediscoveries and these rememberings and these reawakenings in this family of light here in the energy of one of our many homes on the planet. And make no mistake, that is very symbolic, that you are here, not only in the shadow of the mountain, but in the light of the mountain. And it's purposeful that you will never be the same. And you can celebrate that. And we celebrate it with you. As the star mothers who have taught you in other times, in other lives, many, many years ago, we are now always with you. Your recognition of us as principles in the unfolding of your Lemurian Akash, just the recognition gives you the remembering and the sweet, sweet connection to our hearts, your homes, and your families from the stars. We honor you. We honor your journeys. We watch them. And we hold you in the most loving arms of the ancient ancestors from the stars. And we never step away from you in this life. Never. Just remember, we are always with you. But for this moment, we step back.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The message I give you now is a closing one. For those who have just discovered this particular channel, it is the last one of a two-day episode in those lives in front of me, of the attendees who are part of that which is the Lemurian Teaching Wheel. Given in the shadow of the mountain, as we say, of Shasta, there's a magnificent energy available in this place. We'll get back to that in just a moment. This channel is not one of endurance. Shorter, perhaps, than most, but contains information that perhaps you will ponder for some time. I want to tell you something about the study that you have just done on one aspect of the wheel. And now I reveal something, and that is the attribute on the mirror spoke that is I am that I am is a bit incorrect. That was not the language of the teaching in Lemuria. The essence was the same. When I gave my partner that attribute of the wheel, that adult teaching of the mirror spoke, it was a wink that I wanted to give you to a civilization that would know that phrase, I am that I am. For that is the teaching in another aspect. But that's the one I wanted you to study for this time. Now, what I want to do is to tell you something, dear ones that studied this today, again, at some level, you understand this. It was so interesting to hear so many ideas as they commingled into perhaps a consensus already of what it would mean in the magnificence. In the mirror spoke, it is the mirroring of God, of course. What if it was more? How can I explain this yet again? For I have given you channels where I have described I am that I am. And I'll do it again. To show you that the meaning is greater than the understanding of the human. Although you do understand the results, perhaps, and you do get the idea, perhaps, as you evolve, you'll start to gasp. Gasping in understanding. Oh, wow. That's what it means. And you're not there yet. In this mirror spoke, I want you to imagine something. For a moment, put away everything except this visualization. Just for a moment. This won't take long. You stand in front of a mirror, and it's oval. And it's different. I am that I am is perhaps the most multidimensional phrase that I have ever tried to explain to you. Given in a multidimensional setting originally, as the explanation of God itself, of the who of God, which doesn't really exist. I've told you so many times that at a very high consciousness, you can look down at a low one. And you can realize where you have been. As you climb the mountain and see that view which exists because you stand at the top, you look down at those who are coming up the stairs and all of those, the rocks, and you can look down on them and you know what's ahead because you just did it. They can look up at you but still have no idea what's ahead. They just see you. And in that, this mirror is similar. You start to look in the mirror and you see a semblance of yourself. You can see it's there, but you don't know how you got there. You don't really truly understand what it is you're seeing, but you know it's you. You are in a lower vibration at the moment, looking at a higher vibration you. It's not exactly the higher self. That's a little different. This reflection of you is universal. And for this story, it is your image, whatever that image is. Today, it might be the image of your corporeal self as you would see it in any mirror. Tomorrow, it would be the next corporeal self. Same reflection, same meaning, different incarnation. You'd want to reach, perhaps, at that mirror, and because it is almost fluid and moving, there's a tendency to want to even reach through it. But you can't, not yet. You're limited by that wall of belief and a linear countenance. That would mean that which is linear of who you are, the reality that you are. Even if you're beginning to break out of that reality and understand multidimensional things, it doesn't change your corporeal structure. It's still linear. It's still in 3D. Dear ones, there'll come a day when evolution starts to change that. And when that multidimensionality that we speak of actually becomes part of you, but it isn't yet. And so you look at that mirror. It's a little wiggly. The image is not clear, but you know it's you. You move, it moves. And you put your hand up, and the hand goes up in the mirror. You realize it really is a reflection. But of what? Is it the multidimensional you? Is it the God of you? What is it? And then you realize that if you speak, it speaks with you. If you say hello, you hear a hello. At the same identical moment that you speak, it speaks. Are you aware of the phrase in certain spiritual circles, the great I am? Look for it. The great I am is a phrase that means God the Creator. That is the I am energy. So the I am is a phrase of its own, in a context of its own. It is not an identity, but a description of the creative source, God, the great I am. And so as you stand in front of that mirror, you say the words, and you watch your hand go up, and the hand in the mirror go up, and you say the words, I am. And as you say those words, you hear them back at you in a way that you haven't understood before. Your own seeming voice, but different, grander and greater, says the I am with you. Welcome to I am that I am. And that is as close as I can give it to you. It's beyond your understanding because you cannot look up at it and truly understand that it's a statement, a fact, not a purpose, a fact. It is an axiom, a rule, a law of who you are. That's the first point I wanted to give you. And the second is this. You've come to this session. And this is for those who have participated. Those who haven't can listen, but this is for you. It started yesterday when we asked you to work on one of the attributes of the wheel called the hub. You got a little taste of what the planning was. And then today you were barraged with four spokes. Barraged in that we ask you quickly to work on the puzzle of what they mean. But you didn't really understand, really, you didn't really understand what was going on. A moment ago, you talked about the power of laughter, and that laughter is infectious. It begets laughter. It creates more laughter. There's an energy there that almost is invasive, isn't there? You see laughter and you laugh. It's more than mirror neurons. It's an emotion plus. There's God in laughter. There's beauty in laughter. There's healing in laughter. And that is an example of something I wanted to tell you. When you have something as profound as laughter going on in a room, others start to understand and realize and change. And they're not laughing simply because you're laughing. That's not possible. They're laughing because something is going on inside them which creates laughter on its own. And then the one next to them does the same. Every single attribute you studied today wasn't so that you could think about what it meant. It was so that the subject could ring true to you and go around the circle and affect your life. And in the process of discussion, you could not help but bring it to yourself. Every single one. In some circles there was joy, in some circles there were tears, and this is not an exercise that would bring things out and ask personal questions. This was only to identify a wheel and the attributes of the teaching of the Lemurian mothers. And so many of you reacted. You reacted because you pulled it to yourself and you had revelations of your own. Every single one had that free choice and opportunity to see the actionable item that you were studying become actionable in you, and the energy of it, like laughter, went around the circle. And some of you understood what was going on. And some of you didn't sleep well last night. And this is why. This is the teaching wheel. You can't not be affected. You see these things, and if you discuss them in earnest and seriously, you will become them and work with them. And in that, You can't leave the same as you arrived, because the questions that were asked and the thinking that you were required to do pulls from that which is an intuitiveness of your own, of how it applies to you. Hopefully there were some smiles today. And the smiles would be in solution. When you heard others give their opinions of what it meant, you felt it in your heart. Whoa, that's really good. So did my partner. And that's when my partner knew you weren't just remembering. That's when my partner knew you were being affected. All of you. That is what this wheel seminar is about. And that is, as you discuss and plan and look and ask the questions, they invade you like laughter and ask the questions about yourself. And you start to understand a little more and you remember a lot more. And past remembering is application. Once you start remembering, you apply them to yourself. And that's why you leave differently. I say that again and again. And you do. Especially in this specific energy. Star mothers were here today. Some of you felt them. Energies you can't identify that are a little different than normal that came to this room for you. It's almost like there was a remembrance where they stood and appreciated and loved the children that you are to them. Yet the eons of time, again, I say, mean nothing, nothing. Because time is not what you think. The now is here, and it was the now then. Therefore, it is the great now. And years mean nothing. When I first came to you 30 years ago, and the first writings that were ever given, I said, you're never alone. Perhaps you understand more now what that really means. What that really means. Those star mothers have an essence that flows into you so that when you leave this place, they go home with you. You cannot escape that because you made the decision to come and say yes today. Perhaps you've raised your hand to the mountain today. I want you to expect results. Multidimensionality is not understandable. How can you take a piece of a star mother home? And the answer is yes. There will come a day when you understand that there's no such thing as place or who, when it comes to multidimensional things. That's where the phrase came from, one with everything. Let them become one with you to the degree that you will allow, but know that you were in the right place at the right time to say yes. Oh boy, were you in the right place at the right time to say yes. That's the message. Don't forget it. And so it is.